You know, a lot of folks made New Year's resolutions to diet and go to the gym more, but this may not be the week to keep that resolution. Today marks the official start of the Mardi Gras season and the finale of 12th Night. Nikki Nellis of The List Are You On It is here to talk about what's going on around town related to all of this. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, thanks for having me this morning.
So who's having what?
Well, so I didn't know this, but I do now. The 12 days of Christmas ends today. This is the 12th day.
Wow. Lots of people already took down their Christmas trees.
I know. They shouldn't have been so quick about it. So it's the Epiphany and the celebration. You should do it with a King's Cake. Bayou Bakery is doing their Three Kings Day cake. They're doing it right now. It's really what you think of as Mardi Gras. It's the ring with the cheesecake with the cheese frosting and all the beautiful colors, the purple, the green, and the yellow. And everybody thinks it's just for Mardi Gras, but really it's for the next 6 weeks as we celebrate the coming of Mardi Gras. So you are to party it up, and you should party it up with one of David Guas's Bayou Bakery's Mardi Gras cakes, a Three King cake. You should order it and get it there. There'll be a little baby inside. That's just a special little prize if you get it. Now, you could do a Three Kings Day celebration a Mexican way. El Centro over on 14th Street is celebrating it up. So they have, I'm going to say it wrong. It's Dia de la Reyes, and that's their Three Kings Day. They are serving their form of a Mexican sweetbread with a baby Jesus inside as well. But if you get the baby Jesus at El Centro, you win tickets to one of their tamale kickoff parties that they'll be doing later this year. And that sounds like a ton of fun. Now, I think if you're going to resolve to do anything this year, you should resolve to be really good at making cocktails. And where better to do that than at Proof? All month long on Sundays, Adam Birnbach, the mixologist at Proof, is shaking up cocktail classes. The first one is today. It begins at 6:30. I hear there's one or two spaces left. And today, Adam is doing Manhattans. Now, you probably are saying to yourself, how hard can it be to shake up a Manhattan? Mm. Let me tell you something. Getting a good cocktail is not easy, and you should learn how to make them right. And they come in lots of different forms. So you may like something a little sweeter or something a little more bitter. Adam's going to walk you through the process. Future Sundays will include daiquiri classes and whiskey sour classes. You can learn how to make everything from scratch, and he is the man to do it. That is at Proof Restaurant, and the first class is today.
So you can wow people at your dinner parties.
That's right.
With your bartending
Absolutely.
Skills.
Show them how to use those shakers.
Really, really nice. Now, what's going on at Graffiato?
So Graffiato is keeping the party going. They're calling it the Industry Takeover Nights. So once a month, the first Monday of every month, Graffiato is going to turn over their stoves to other chefs and mixologists, sort of to shake it up a bit. I love this idea. And tomorrow night is the first Monday, and it's going to be Brian Voltaggio. So Mike Isabella is a Top Chef alum, and so is Brian Voltaggio. So they're getting together again. And Brian is going to be cooking it up at Graffiato. So if you like either of these gentlemen, which you should, I would definitely go over and check out what they're cooking up.
Thank you so much. Nikki Nellis of The List Are You On It. For more on everything that she just talked about, go to WTOP.com, search The List.